First of all, thank you for coming here to this session. I think it's fantastic to have an audience who is potentially interested with regulation and compliance. This is something that impacts us, all of us, as a community, as our users, consumers, and also from a work perspective. So I think it's really important to be able to understand what are the impacts of regulations, compliance, certifications, when we are developing software, when we are sharing our work from a, I would say, a community perspective, but also when that work goes into production on systems, critical systems. So thank you for being here for that. Today we have the unique opportunity to have some of the folks who wrote, or at least review, wrote some of the legislation directives, like the Cyber Resilience Act. And we will go through a couple of lightning talks, because I think it's really important to set the scene. So we could start discussing about having a panel, but if we don't understand the overall construct of those regulations, that's going to be hard. So I would like to have a warm welcome from Benjamin here. If you can give him a bit of love. Thank you. So we are really honored to have the European Commission here to help us with this. So thank you. Benjamin, up to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me and also for showing interest in our work. That will maybe affect some of you, but most of you probably won't be affected by it. as a commission, we're always trying very hard to reach out to all the people that could potentially be affected by our regulation, but it's sometimes a bit difficult. I mean, it's often mostly large companies that have the resources to actually engage with us. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm so glad that so many of you decided also to stay for this panel. So the Cyber Resilience Act is a new proposal of the European Commission. It intends to improve the cybersecurity of hardware and software products. It's intended to complete a puzzle. So there's already other legislation at union level on cybersecurity. Most notably, there is the NIS directive, which has recently been reformed. The NIS directive focuses more on the users of hardware and software, so it ensures that large companies, critical infrastructure providers, and so forth take security seriously, do their patches regularly, and all that. But the Cyber Resilience Act now focuses on the other side, on the manufacturers of these products. And I know that many of you are probably not dealing with policy every day, and in particular not with European Union policy. So I've just like added one slide at the very beginning to quickly explain to you like what the Commission is and where we are in this process and who the other players are. So this is highly simplified. It's much more complicated than that, unfortunately. So I work for the European Commission for the Directorate General Connect. It's like the Directorate Generals. They are like departments within the Commission. So we mostly deal with telecommunications, internet, emerging technologies, and so forth. And it is the European Commission that makes legislative proposals in the European Union. So we write the draft, and then we propose this draft to the so-called co-legislators. That's the European Parliament, and where you have the members of the European Parliament, so parliamentarians, and the Council that represents the 27 member states. And these two institutions, they analyze the Commission's proposal, they come up with their own positions, and once they've done that, they negotiate with one another. And at the very end, once they agree on a common line, a common position, they adopt the text, and it enters into force. It becomes a law.